This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May has cleared a major hurdle on her proposal to leave the European Union by next March. Her cabinet Wednesday gave its backing to the so-called Brexit plan.
The choices before us were difficult, particularly in relation to the Northern Ireland backstop. But the collective decision of cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement and the outline political declaration. This is a decisive step which enables us to move on and finalise the deal in the days ahead.
The development comes more than 2 years after British voters narrowly approved a referendum on leaving the European Union. Ms. May said the 585-page document brings back control of Britain's money laws and borders, ends free movement, protects job security and the integrity of the UK Union. She said the alternative was to leave the EU with no deal or no Brexit at all. Irish Prime Minister Vadarkar was pleased to hear of the British Cabinet's decision, saying it paves the way for a European Council meeting later this month.
While I welcome these developments, let me say at the outset that Brexit is not our policy and is something that we regret. However, we respect the vote of the United Kingdom's people and their decision to leave.
The government's draft agreement faces its biggest test in Parliament, where Ms. May will need at least 320 of 650 seats. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's renewing his call for UN financing to pay for the so-called G5 regional force in Africa's Sahel region to fight a growing insurgency. A UN report said international donors provided less than half of what is needed. The UN chief warned the security situation has deteriorated rapidly over the past 6 months in the region between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. This is VOA News.